Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is our pleasure to have Owen Cannon back from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. And we're going to start with this. And what's interesting about this one is it's a new series on Apple TV. And I was actually having a chat with somebody just last week about Will Ferrell. And I was saying, gosh, it must really annoy him sometimes, even though he's very successful, that he's always sort of typecast, you know, in the same sort of roles. But this, The Shrink Next Door, which is new to Apple TV, which is an adaptation of a true crime podcast. I mean, this takes sort of everything we know about him and the general sort of characters that he would play and flips them all on their head.
I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right.
Everything is not fine.
You're a nice guy. I'm not going to let anyone use you.
Therapy works. It's empowering. It's liberating.
I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life.
Doctor's a little unconventional. I don't trust him.
Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
That's exactly it. I actually had this very same conversation with some friends at the weekend as well, because I think Paul Rudd was on the Graham Norton show and then they showed a clip of this and they were like, oh, I don't like Will Ferrell anymore because, you know, he just plays the same characters all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I've seen this show and this is very good and he plays a completely different character. And they both actually play very different characters because Paul Rudd is very known for playing, you know, that likable kind of, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge
yeah.
guy. And this one, he plays a guy, he's basically a therapist, Marty, who's played by Will Ferrell. He goes to see him because he's a bit of a pushover. He does, nothing's going well in his life. His girlfriend's very controlling, or they broke up and she's trying to get a free holiday out of him. So he's a very big pushover and he has to try and run his family business. His sister, played by the wonderful Catherine Hahn, she sends him to a therapist, played by Paul Rudd. It starts off where they're, you know, he's helping him, trying to, you know, get some more confidence inside himself. And then eventually his character finds out that Marty has some money. So Paul Rudd kind of takes a little bit of advantage of him. The whole series takes place over 30 years. So it's a very long span, and it kind of follows their story from therapist and patient to a friendship, and then eventually to a massive downfall that happens. And it's all a true story. It's all based on a podcast that went out a few years ago. Very good podcast. It's Shrink Next Door. And yeah, it's a really good watch. As I said before, if you're thinking of going into this with a certain mindset, it's definitely going to change your opinion on both of these actors.
Okay. So is it, I mean, I'm trying to get my head around this. Is it I would imagine from what you're telling me that there are some very serious undertones or maybe even overtones going through it. But is it a bit of a comedy anyway?
You know, it's kind of strange because you see these characters, these actors here, and you think this is going to be a comedy. But I think it's more of a drama, to be honest, with some
right.
comedic elements. Like there's some episodes that are a bit more funny than others, whereas others are much more dramatic and, you know, very tense moments happen. But a brilliant storyline, absolutely incredible, and to know that this is actually what's happened in real life, it just makes it even more flabbergasting.
Well, that is definitely one to watch. So that is The Shrink Next Door, starring Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd, and that is new to Apple. Now, this one, again, this is certainly not a comedy, and it's based on a non-fiction bestseller. It's a dramatization of the prescription drugs crisis in the United States. And this is a new series to Disney this weekend. This is Dope Sick.
I know most people don't think about us up there in the mountains. Many of my patients are minors. It's dangerous work, and they carry the burden of building this nation on their backs. They're a pain. These people, my people, trusted me. I can't believe how many of them are dead now.
Yeah, so Michael Keaton stars in this. He also executive produced it. There's Will Poulter in it, Caitlin Dever, Peter Skarsgård, Rosario Dawson. It's an incredible cast. Also is based on real life around the topic of OxyContin. And it's about this pharmaceutical company called Purdue Pharma who released this, you know, air quote, revolutionary pain relieving drug. Unfortunately, people got addicted to it. It's a very emotional series. It involves all of the characters from the salesmen, the doctors who got, you know, duped into selling this. The patients then who eventually took this and got addicted to it, and also the agents investigating the case, which eventually it went to court. Spans over about 20 years from the 80s right through to the early noughties and everything in between that happened. And yeah, it's a very powerful series. Fantastic performances from all the cast as well.
Okay, and how many episodes are there in this?
There are 8 episodes. I think the first 2 arrived on Disney on Friday, so there should be a new one every Friday for the next few weeks.
All right, so that's a Disney new series on Disney Plus called Dopesick. And if you're looking for a little light entertainment at the end of all that, well, you're certainly going to get it. If it's got Dwayne Johnson's name on there, you know it's something that you can't take too seriously. And actually, it's funnily enough, this was something that I was looking at a couple of weeks ago and I thought, should I go and see this? And then I thought, oh no, I won't bother. But now that it is on Netflix this weekend, it might well be worth a watch. And Dwayne Johnson plays an FBI profiler who is on the tail of Ryan Reynolds, who is a notorious art thief. This is Red Notice.
Special Agent John Hartley, FBI.
Hi, guys. How'd you find me?
You stole William Strang's Lady with the Red Hat from the tape.
You can't prove that was me. I got that on Etsy.
Yes, and this is for you if you like action, if you like double crossing, if you like fight sequences and predictable comedy. This one is for you. All the actors play, you know, typecast characters that you're known for. Dwayne Johnson is the straight-laced FBI profiler. Ryan Reynolds is the wisecracking, you know, art thief. And Gal Gadot is in there as a little criminal who kind of messes things up for the guys. They're all after something called Cleopatra's Eggs. It's all very wishy-washy. And kind of, you know, action sequence followed by double cross, but it's a bit of fun, I guess. You know, if you miss it, I'd watch it on Netflix this weekend if you're looking for something to kind of, you know,
that's escape.
New, yeah, escape and something new, I guess. It's 170 minutes of pure action, and it all sets up for a sequel that will probably come out, because I know this will be a massive hit for Netflix.
If you have bored teenagers in the house, this is probably something to sit them down in front
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I mean, I love Ryan Reynolds myself, but even I was like, oh Jesus, this is very predictable.
Yeah, but in fairness, as I said at the start there, Owen, when Dwayne Johnson's got his name on it, you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah, him. Netflix have released so many, you know, AAA talented movies that just never really quite reached the standard that you're expecting, but they end up making sequels to them, and that's, you know, that's what they have going for them now, and that's right. What they're going to stick to, I think.
All right, well, maybe worth a watch this weekend, but we'll certainly put it on the list. All right, so just to recap then, new series to Apple TV, The Shrink Next Door with Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell, new series on Disney, Dopesick, and then that one, Red Notice, new movie on Netflix. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Always a pleasure, Owen, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next Saturday.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Carol.